From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Greece and its European partners have reached a third bailout deal after a marathon summit session. European Union President Donald Tusk had this to say Monday from Brussels.
Leaders have agreed in principle that they are ready to start negotiations on an ESM program, which in other words means continued support for Greece.
Greece agreed to a range of tough reforms in order to receive the proposed nearly $100 billion loan it so sorely needs. Prime Minister Tsipras must now convince the Greek parliament to approve the agreement by Wednesday, including reforms to tax and pension plans that will cut deep into Greek society. Once parliament approves the pact, Mr. Tsipras must convince his 18 European partners to release bridging funds in the interim to avert a state bankruptcy. High-level meetings are underway on the last designated day for Iranian nuclear negotiations in Vienna, with intense speculation, but no official indication that a deal will be announced. In brief comments to the media within the last 24 hours, several top diplomats involved in brokering the accord said important issues remain to be resolved ahead of the self-imposed deadline. With the foreign ministers of China and Russia back in Vienna as of Sunday, diplomats had hinted the P5+1 and Iran were close to having the complex document ready. Multiple bomb attacks struck the Iraqi capital Sunday, killing at least 29 people, wounding 80 others. The blast struck mainly Shiite districts of Baghdad, with a worst attack, a suicide bombing, killing at least 9 people in the northern Shahab neighborhood. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed car near a security checkpoint in southeastern Afghanistan Sunday evening, killing at least 25 people, including women and children, the provincial police chief said. The bombing in Khost province also wounded dozens of others. Most of the victims are said to be civilians. The violence happened not far from an American military base in the Afghan province, which borders Pakistan. It was not immediately clear if the Taliban was behind the attack. It has claimed responsibility for similar bombings. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the United States is concerned with drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's daring escape Saturday from a Mexican prison, and says it stands ready to cooperate in his swift recapture. VOA's Victor Beatty reports Guzman, head of the infamous Sinaloa drug cartel, is wanted on multiple drug trafficking and organized crime charges in the United States.
A massive manhunt for Guzman is underway after he was able to escape from a maximum security prison west of Mexico City through an elaborate tunnel, his second escape from a Mexican prison in 14 years.
También estamos al tanto de un hecho muy lamentable que ha indignado y que indigna a la sociedad mexicana.
Speaking in France Sunday, Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto expressed shock at the escape, calling it an affront to the Mexican government, and says he has confidence Guzman will be recaptured. The Mexican leader, who came to power in 2012 vowing to confront corruption and cartel violence that has killed tens of thousands since 2007, promised a full investigation. He says prison officials are being questioned about their possible complicity. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
The Chinese government says the country's two-way trade fell nearly 7% during the first half of 2015 compared to the same period a year ago. The 6.9% decline in the total of imports and exports, according to figures released Monday by the General Administration of Customs, was well below Beijing's official goal of a 6% rise in two-way trade for this year. For the month of June, the Customs Office says exports rose 2.8%, an improvement over May. Imports dropped by 6.1% last month. China posted a $46.5 billion trade surplus, an increase of 47% from the year before. Serbia's Novak Djokovic, the world's number one men's tennis player, won his third Wimbledon title in the past 5 years Sunday in London, beating Roger Federer of Switzerland. It was Djokovic's ninth Grand Slam championship. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.